Hello everyone and welcome back to In The Green Room. This is episode 6. Thanks for all your support. I've been copping a lot of information and people saying we've been doing a good job, so thanks everyone for watching and thanks for enjoying it. How are you, Justin?
I haven't been getting any feedback.
Well, you haven't been anywhere.
Oh, okay. I don't get any fair mail.
Well, it all comes to me, mate.
Oh, right.
How's your day, mate? Busting up some criminals.
Yeah, caught someone. Caught just one of the locals trying to get into a house.
Yeah, move on down to Merriweather. It's a lovely spot.
Black down by the sea.
Yeah, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the biggest panel we've had so far, probably the biggest one we're going to have. We've got Matt, Tommy, Noah, James and Angus. Jackson, how are you, Jacko?
Yeah, very well, thanks.
All ears. How he's going, all right?
Pretty good, yourselves, yeah.
Yeah, really, really good.
So, which one's which?
I'm James.
You're James? Tom?
Angus.
And Noah.
Matthew.
Everyone should know Matthew. Are you still the president of the junior club, Matt?
Yeah, I am. Chris, yeah.
And how's that been going?
It's fantastic. It's been probably the busiest year of all, actually. I think Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday is just answering emails from the weekend's play.
Yeah.
And a few different age groups, a few different things have been happening through, whether it's been... bit of fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Numbers with floaters.
Number twos with the floaters? How long have you been in that role for?
Mate, I've been this is my third year as junior president. Before that, sponsorship manager, general committee.
Grounds head of upper. Yeah.
How long is the usual president's term?
Personally, I think 3 years is good for anything.
Yeah. Like, marriage.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm joking.
I like how the young boys laugh.
Yeah, I think 3 years is a good tenure. You know? Like, just turn it over, different ideas.
Yeah.
Bit of freshness. Like, I've sort of been involved coaching since about 2007. Sort of finishing off with like a bit of second grade and then rolling in, having kids. Rolling in doing all junior age groups.
Yeah.
Probably under 8s through to about under 16s now.
Yep.
Plus, I did the wildfires for about 4 or 5 years as well.
And so you are coaching the under 16s for the Greens now?
I am coaching the under 16s Greens, yeah.
Yes, you got a lot on your plate. So were you running the touch comp and the junior comp at the junior club at the same time?
Yes.
That would have been busy.
Oh, with the senior touch, I did the senior touch. Reagan and I probably about 15 years.
Yeah, right.
15 years, and then Chalky Banks has taken over.
Yeah.
I think he's passed it on.
I think
he passed it on as Jess Fennane.
Yeah, he's talking about throwing the towel in, and Fennane and all that, his team have normally got most of the ideas.
It's going to be very
soon. So it's about time they probably took
it up. Yeah, Fennane's got a few ideas on.
And they've won the comp a few times, have they, Fennane's? Set up.
Yeah, I think they've either been in it or won it the most of all. Yeah, definitely.
So you were talking before about your coaching career, but let's take us back to your playing career. How did you come to the Greens as a junior?
Well, I didn't play as a junior. I was a bit of a leaguey with the old Maggots.
Oh, right.
Yeah, till under-20s. Got in the fire brigade. Was commuting to Sydney and couldn't commit to playing league.
Yeah.
You had to be there all the time. So pretty much just wasn't playing anything. Surfing up the beach with all the boys around here, Camo Hainsworth and a few of the boys, said, why don't you come and have a game of rugby? So I did, and 13 years later.
Were you part of any successful squads?
Lost first grade, 96. Lost second grade, 2000. And then the Licorice All Sorts in Divisional Third Grade 2004. We got the chocolates and pretty much.
Are you keeping an eye on West at the moment?
A little bit. I've spoken to Mick Gill over the weekend. Said, yeah.
0-6.
Yes. Yeah, he said, Phil Gardner's, didn't want to go for any sort of ex-Knights or...
Yeah.
So you just wanted to sort of build within and stuff, which is not like West.
Very interesting. So then, how did you get over here? From how
Just from what, playing rugby? Just,
that's it, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much just surfing up the beach with Camo and Lowy and all those sort of guys, and they said, why don't
and
you?
They just
come down? Yeah, because I was still working in Sydney, couldn't commit to full-time training because I was commuting.
Yep.
So they said, yeah, rugby's a bit more flexible, we don't get paid,
yeah.
Play with your mates, and yeah, pretty much come and went from there, and then...
What did you play here?
Played from about 92 to 2004 and played a bit in 05 and 06 as well.
Yep.
I went to Sydney in 95 and played for the Rats at Warringah. Had a year down there, tried my hand down there, and the rest was just here at the Greens. Yeah.
How was that different to here?
It was next level. Like,
yeah.
Still like, non-professional, but just the level playing with like... The year I was there in 95, I think Abdul Benazi come over from France. He was French skipper, and then Gregor Townsend come over as well, who was a Scottish number 10.
I remember Gregor Townsend.
Yeah, so he come over. So just playing with that level of player, and obviously I was a 10 at the time too, so it pushed us all back down the grades. But it was a good experience, and it was next level, and you just, the level of getting the first grade down there was... hard work, high standard, and
Four or five training sessions a week, that sort of stuff.
There was a bit, like, yeah, gym sessions, you were doing extras in the gym, and it's still just your two training nights because the same everyone's still working, doing all that, so it was still not professional, but it was a very similar club to here, I think, like the Northern Beaches is a bit like sort of Newcastle, Merriweather, just pumped up a bit.
Yep.
But the lifestyle. Everyone was surfing, playing footy, and having a good time.
Yeah. And what about, what do you play? Are you playing this year?
Nah, I dislocated and broke my knee last year when I was versing the Wanderers.
Yeah.
And I am having the year off.
Yeah.
Because Dad doesn't want me to hurt myself again, so.
Fair enough.
Just a bit more recovery, you let that knee heal.
You can't
risk it, can you?
Did Chisholm walk past the camera?
Did he?
Yeah.
Walked straight through here.
Straight through there, yeah.
Calm down, mate. Did any of you boys get to see your old boy play football for the Greens?
Oh, well, I probably did. I've clapped about a couple of times, but probably can't really remember him watching. I was so little, so... a lot of it was happening around the green room when the old green room was there, down in the corner. It was really loud, and I was a little boy, so couldn't really concentrate too much. Really,
but you were there to remember him running out, but
yeah.
Playing
I think I tried to chase him out through the tunnel a few times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, little kids do, don't they? Yeah, it's good fun.
Yeah, how old are you?
17. Or 18, sorry, yeah. Just 18. That's another week, forgot, yeah.
That's right.
So, Tommy, you've had a bit of success on the rugby park recently, haven't you, mate?
Yeah, me and Noah also, we went down to Kiama the other week, played CHS Hunter against all the other Sydney teams and all that, and we both have been picked in the New South Wales CHS squads.
Oh, that's pretty good.
From that competition and all that, which is pretty good. And then that weekend we went down to Armidale and played Hunter Wildfires. He was in the 16s and I was in Opens, and from that our team, we went on win the grand final, and they went on to come third, which is still pretty good. And we've both made the country squads from that as well.
Yep. Yeah, that's good, mate. And you've done a little damage to your shoulder there. You were telling me before we started recording.
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. I came back from... I did my tendons in my shoulder from just a contact injury. And, just that country the other week, just did it again. It was kind of just bruised. It wasn't as bad, but
yeah.
It should be right. Got to play this weekend, so try and heal up for the last 2 weeks.
So do you have any aspirations of going further than Merriweather Carlton? You going to play for the Wallabies?
I mean, it would be good to make it further on from this CHS squad and all that. I'll see what happens, really. I'm not too fussed about it. I've always wanted to play first grade down here at Townsend. Yeah. So,
What's after CHS? What's CHS? Country?
It's like combined high schools.
Combined high schools, right.
And they're going to camp this weekend down at Endeavour High Friday morning, do a camp Friday, Saturday, and then they play a trial match for CCC, which is the Catholics.
Yep.
At Hunters Hill on Sunday, and that's the start of it. And then over the next 4 or 5 weekends, it's sort of CCC, they sort of go into a few training camps, and it all works towards the under 16s and opens, playing against the GPS.
Yep.
Ones and twos, the CAS, which is like Knox, Barker, all that sort of crew, the Independents, the Catholics, the CHS, and Country come into it as well. And it all sort of heads towards the direction of Gen Blue.
Yep.
And then they'll pick Gen Blue teams, and then from then on with the Opens, it goes towards Australian schoolboys.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if you two boys don't end up running around with the first grade squad this year. Probably not playing, but I have heard that they're going to try and bring a few guys up to a few training sessions. So don't be surprised if you guys get the knock on the shoulder to come and run around.
Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Yeah. It's just good to get the exposure to run around with the adults and just see how it's all done. And
he goes pretty good for, because he played in our age for this CHS tournament. He played in Kiama and he held his own pretty well down there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So you've recently made a switch from the backs to the forwards, is that right?
Yeah.
What was the what made you do that?
Probably
the food.
I love playing in the forwards, but I just changed size over the past couple of years. So
you definitely have.
It's moving into the forwards.
Are you enjoying that?
Yeah.
Me and Jones didn't make our transition into the forwards till way later in our careers.
Mm. So you're doing it early, mate. You're doing well. Yeah, so you're enjoying playing in the forwards? Were you playing second row, back row?
Second row, a bit of blindside flanker, so yeah, it's good fun to get a lot of defence, so it's pretty brutal, but it's good fun.
Yeah, you got any injuries going at the moment, like your older brother?
Oh, just a couple of weeks ago against Maitland, I just rolled my ankle a few times, but yeah.
Strap him up now?
Yeah, strap him up.
What about you, Yangus? How's footy going with you, mate?
Oh,
Pretty right. You were telling me before you've only lost one game.
Nice little shiner.
You got a nice little shiner there, mate.
Yeah.
Flying boot.
One of his green teammates.
Yeah. Bit of friendly fire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we've all been partial to that, haven't we? Yeah. So you're saying you only lost one game this year. It was another Greens team.
Yeah.
Did you all sing the song together after? Yeah, that's the way. Go the Greens.
What grade are you? What under?
Under
11s. See, that's good. We've got 2 under 11. How many other teams do we have that's under that 2? What do we got?
Oh, we've got
2 8s, 2 9s, 2 10s, 2 11s.
Jeez.
2 13s.
We've got 2 18s and 17s as well. That was just because the Colts comp got cancelled. So.
And 2 third grade sides.
Yeah, the divisional women's. We've got heaps of sides.
That's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. So who you got this weekend?
We're actually versing the other green team this weekend too, but me and Noah won't be here, so I'll miss it. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. And how's that going? I know we're the 3-1s and 3-2 players a bit. They like to get stuck into it.
Yeah, I expected it to be pretty heated this weekend, but I'm going to miss it, so I'm pretty upset about it, to be honest.
You're
just having a... No, we've got
CHS
training camp this weekend, yeah.
Right, okay.
So.
And you're not playing?
No, I'm not. I'm not playing for the year.
But
so.
you're training.
Yeah, I still train with my team and all that. But I just.
Your team got this weekend.
I have got Lake Macquarie either on Friday night at Lake Macquarie or on Saturday. I haven't been told yet. So.
Yeah. So do you run the water for the team, James?
Yeah, and I kind of just run on with the coach's word, pretty much. Like he tells me what to tells the team, and I give them the water and tell them what to do and all that.
You run the messages out for him?
Yeah.
So smash him and smash him.
Yeah.
Does that make you want to go back out there and play? Is it frustrating for you not being out there?
Yeah. Well, like sometimes when we're versing Wanderers and we're kind of stuffing up sometimes, like losing, and then I kind of just want to run on and kind of just play and kind of just whack somebody or something.
Is it only against Wanderers?
Pretty much. Yeah, just against Wanderers.
I get that.
The hatred runs deep.
Yeah, I get it.
So talk about the game on the weekend, Jacko. You said it was the first game you made it to all year. You impressed with the boys how they went down there?
Yeah, it was. Well, I guess not taking anything away from it. Hamilton, well, they're last few years, thanks to Bubba going with the Wildfires, but they still look pretty strong. They still had a fair forward pack, and probably pound for pound bigger than us still. We're still a smaller side. I was just impressed with our boys just sticking in there, you know. Like,
yeah.
Stayed with them. They sort of got beaten up, they weathered the storm, stayed in there, and then when they had their little chances, then obviously we always played a pretty wide, expansive game of quick on the fringes and stuff like that. We got some good tries. Yeah. It's good to get the chocolates over there at Pass More Up.
Yeah. What about big Tommy Newman's try? That was a great one, wasn't it?
I've grown up with his dad. My dad and his dad are friends through school, so I've known Newman's for a long time. And Tom's like a lovely kid, and watched him progress through it and getting his chance in first grade, I think. The two times I watched the Wanderers game on Bar TV as a replay, and I thought he held the scrum up pretty much.
Yeah.
I thought his scrimmaging was top shelf. And
didn't he get a yellow card for collapsing the scrum?
He did.
Too strong, but yeah, seeing that try, like, pretty happy for the big boy.
Yeah.
I think he's come on in leaps and bounds.
Hamilton had a lot of familiar faces in that squad. It wasn't as if they were like a new, fresh, baby-faced squad like us. So for us guys to hold up against them and beat them in the set piece was really is a test of our training and fitness.
The old mate, big Welsh front row for him, like he's technically pretty sound.
Yeah, and Backeridge. Yeah, so...
Two good props.
Yeah.
We've got two young props. That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
And that was a good start, and that's where it should start from, the front row.
Yeah.
Work its way back, but I was pretty impressed. Like, what are we, three from three?
Four from four,
yeah, undefeated.
Undefeated.
We've got them all, we've got Uni, Wanderers,
Blackmouth.
Yeah, four from four.
So. Yeah, and with all the injuries we've had too, just to come out on top, mate, we're kicking
that's
ass.
That's a good thing, I guess, with our club having, like, we've got two third grade teams in a divisional, our depth's always there.
Yeah.
With numbers wise.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we've got two guys making their debut again this week.
Oh, do we?
For first grade.
Yeah.
I do know the names.
Jackson Fitzpatrick, and third grade bolter.
And Reese Bray.
Like a salmon swimming up against the stream. And Reese
Bray.
Bray.
Reese Bray deserves his girl.
It's heaps good.
Yeah.
So it'll be good to watch him, actually. Last week I didn't realise I know Jack McGregor's dad, Nat, through a surf club and that for years. I didn't realise that was Jack making his debut at 10, and it's always tough coming in as 10, especially against Hamilton too.
Yeah, and you feel it choose from, you know, Frosty, Sam Bright.
Billy Freeman, a lot of people are out. So for him to win like that's been pretty good.
Yeah.
That's right.
So another thing that happened on the weekend was the dads and lads. Did you boys make it down and have a look at that?
I went down when played footy on the sideline.
Oh, you did. Is that something you guys are looking forward to, playing with Dad or against Dad?
Yeah, pretty much. Sometimes I just, like, at home, we can, like, just smash each other sometimes. It'd be pretty fun to just probably play in the opposite team and smack him a bit, but...
Are you all gang up on Dad at home?
Sometimes, yeah.
who gets ganged up on the most out of...
This one, yeah.
He's tortured.
Yeah, you're going to end up the toughest, mate, so don't worry.
I try to give it back to him.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to give it back to him. Yeah, I'm one of four boys as well. I know what it's like at home. Who's got my socks? Who's got my undies?
What number are you?
Two.
Two
out of four. I'm a legend. Yeah. Punched him in the lip. You deserve it? Yeah, that's the go. Bit of knee footy in the hallway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably not in the new house.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not in the new house.
Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
No.
Yeah. Give it a few years.
We used to play a lot in our parents' room, and that was pretty fun because we used to smack each other. But then there's no real... Well, because it's a new house, I can't really play anymore, and there's not that many... Not much space to play anyway, so...
Oh, Dad.
All nice and new.
Yeah. A lot of smacking each other, isn't it? Jeez.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
Is it? You're right. I got an older brother. He's 10 years older than me. He's, I didn't have little brothers or anything.
Yeah.
No, it's good fun.
I'm going to smack them.
Yeah, those guys are all 2 years apart, so it's all pretty tight.
Yeah.
But especially good. Like the two
do you guys,
ones.
So, how, 7, 18, yeah. What, 11?
Yeah.
You're 16. So, would it be, obviously it would be a dream for all four of you to play first grade here.
Yeah.
You reckon that's something that, has that ever been done?
Four of them?
Four?
I don't think so.
No, that'd be awesome for one.
I wouldn't think so.
I think there's been a couple of twins or brothers or something. Yeah, the Millers.
You've had Jack and Luke.
Yep.
No, Jack and Lockie.
No, Jack and Lockie, sorry. I know you would have had Dan Garner and Rosie and Roland Garner.
Did Dan, what about Nick?
Probably not the same time, he's probably a bit too young.
Eddie and Sam Clifton.
Yeah, Eddie and Sam.
But never four, that would be
something special.
That would be something special. It'd be like the Burgess.
Mm. Yeah,
that's it.
They're like the Burgess boys.
Yeah.
Merriweather.
Yeah.
Right,
Ed. Work.
Jacko, so obviously the boys don't go on end of season trips. Who would you take on an end of season trip from any era? Me and Jonesy are already on it, obviously.
Yeah.
Three blokes you can take on any.
Well, not out of those kids, out of like.
Wow.
One of my favourites, one of our favourite early trips to Melbourne was quite impressive, and it's always forever remembered. And that was Adrian Clark, Garth Annan.
Yeah.
Those boys are there, they're always good fun. It's hard to leave out Roachy. He hates it, missing
out. Yeah, Roachy's been cute.
Yeah, throw those three in there.
Yeah.
Can you tell us any stories from this Melbourne trip, or it's all...
It was quite fun. There was like little times, like, I don't know if you know, Will plays keyboards with Corky and all those sort of guys in the, what are they called, the Choice Cuts.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys, he was playing with the Louisville Sluggers down in Melbourne and a band in the Underground.
I remember that. Swing band
in the Underground, and that was impressive. That was awesome, actually.
Yeah.
It's great to see that. And a couple of fun things from Adrian, taking his clothes off outside the casino, doing nude horses in the Yarra trying to get a taxi nude, things like that. That was quite impressive. And a little day down at Collingwood going through the op shops and... Adrian had a rice farmer's hat on, some goggles, a little sash there that the what do you call them at the restaurants? All the waitresses and waiters wear to put their notepads and pens in.
A little apron.
We had no pants on, and just walking down the main street of Collingwood, just dropping his loose change at the front of restaurants and stuff like that. But just we went to Ladies' Day at the Melbourne Cup and the Emirates and stuff like that. And, obviously, it's always a good experience, but Jace Toby was on that as well.
Yeah.
And Jace played pretty well. So, it was good. That's rare up there.
Oh, yeah, right.
Always good.
Beautiful.
All right, so the Merriweather Carlton team, they're going up to Singleton this week. I've got the team list for first grade. We've got Phil Ryan, Jackson Fitzpatrick, he's making his debut, Tom Newman, Luke Corrigan, Ben Fleming, Lachlan Miller, Reese Bray, debut, Lachlan Milton, Eli McCulloch, Jack McGregor, Jake Miller, Jason Milligan, Brenton Gibson, Chicky Sikiotis, and I'm not sure about Sam Rouse. He's still maybe in, maybe out. So. But yeah, injury cloud, we're not sure yet. You'll see how he runs around the night, see how he goes.
That'll be a good game up there.
I think so, yeah.
I think they were playing well.
Yep.
They draw against Wanderers.
Oh, really?
Was it this week or the week before?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, 25 all. So
14 of their 15 are Fijians, so it'll be pretty tough.
Yeah. And Pardo's still coaching there. Pardo's still the coach.
Yeah,
so.
Tim's the coach.
Yeah.
What Merriweather need to do is get a roll on. They always go good in the first bit, and just sort of the injuries take its toll, and they need to just keep building and building and building, and not taking any opposition lightly, and just keep going and building and building and building right up until grand final day. There's no weeks off. There's no slacking off. It's build and build and build and build.
I think they've shown that with the guys that are coming in and the guys that have been injured. Look at the caliber.
Righto, Jackson. Thanks very much for coming in. Hope you had a good laugh. That was fun.
Jackson 5?
Yeah.
Didn't make that joke.
You just did it then.
Oh, yeah, I know, but it was late. Oh, well. People will still laugh.
It's in there. At least they haven't turned it off by now.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. This episode is brought to you by...
Can I have to come on down and sing to you?
Stop teasing. All right. This episode is brought to you by 8 Recruitment. They're turning the recruitment industry on its head. If you can't find talent for your business, they can. Just contact Steve Barreto and get that new job sizzle. Thanks, boys. Thank you very much. That's all off their website. Good on you, boys.
Beautiful. Thanks, boys.